Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
God is so good. What a good God we serve tonight. What a great God we serve tonight. I just want you right there where you're at. Just flow with what's happening right here in the service. And if you can't stand, lift your hands and just begin to worship the Lord and think about how good God is, how great God is, how wonderful He is. You know, He inhabits the praises of His people. So right there, just begin to express your love and gratitude for a good God and all that He's done for you and all that He's doing for you. Father, we love You. We honor You. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful that we could gather on a Wednesday night. Even though we might be scattered, we're gathering. And we thank You for the presence. We thank You for Your power. We thank You for Your peace. We thank You right now, God. You know, Father, who's gathering with us tonight. God, speak to every heart. Touch every life. Minister to every family. God, only You can. God, only You can. And God, do right now what man can't do. Minister to everybody as we open our hearts and we open our minds, God, and we're receptive to a right now word. We need a right now word for unshakable faith. So, Father, we thank You. We praise You. We bless You for what You're going to do right now in this service through Your word. Let signs and wonders follow the word. Don't let it just be proclamation, but let it be demonstration. For Your glory, for Your honor, for Your praise, in Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Thank you very, 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 very much. Well, I just want to point you to, you know, that wonderful, wonderful music and ministry we just heard right there during the offering was David Huff. And I want to encourage you, the guys will have it on the screen. They'll have his website. You need to go check out his website and look at all the resources and his music that he has there. I know you will be blessed. He's a major blessing to us here at Church on the Rock. Well, open your Bibles with me tonight, if you would. I think I want to talk to you about a very relevant topic, and that is finding freedom. Here we are, 4th of July, right around the 4th of July, finding freedom from bondages and addictions. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight, share with you from the Word of God some answers, some strategies, a process, a system, a way. I believe tonight that I can help you with the Word of God. Pastor, why are you talking about this? You know, isn't it very evident why I would be talking about it on a Wednesday night? Because I'm here to help you. I'm here to answer questions. I'm here to feed you and equip you for the work of the ministry. I'm here really kind of like your spiritual coach. I'm your spiritual coach, spiritual father, but also spiritual coach. And right now, we're all hearing about in this pandemic, we're in a place that we've never been before, in a place that we've never been before. And we want to address this, some needs and hurts and things that are going on. We're hearing right now that people are getting more addicted to drugs, to alcohol, drugs over the counter, drugs under the counter, if you know what I'm talking about. I heard the other day of a person who had been an alcoholic but had been set free, but during the pressure of these difficult days that we're all going through, that Jesus told us that this would happen in the last days. I believe this is the beginning of the sorrows in Matthew 24. I believe this is the beginning of the end. Pastor, are you predicting that the end of the world's coming? It sure is. Now, it could be 100 years from now, or it could be tonight. We don't know the day or the hour, but we can know the season. And the season we're in is the beginning of the end. And a lot of people don't know how to respond to this. They don't know how to react to this. And if they don't have God in their life, or if they're away from God, they're using substance. They're using other things, developing unhealthy habits, addictions, and hurts that they're carrying around. And all kinds of really, really terrible things are happening to people right now. So I heard that person had gone back into alcohol And he was once set free from it, but gone back to it because he couldn't handle the pressure that he's going through right now. So if you know of someone right now that's dealing with an addiction, dealing with a bondage, and it doesn't have just to be drugs and alcohol. You know, I looked up on the internet the other day of all the addictions, and you know, one of the addictions was how to set people free from the addiction to Netflix. I mean, really, seriously, there was all kinds, shopping, eating, pornography. So it doesn't have to just to be addictions as far as substance abuse. That's why I said from bondages. How to be free from all bondages and all addictions. So we're going to look at some things tonight. And the first thing I want to just share with you is 10 reasons that people give up and they lose hope. 10 reasons. Because it's when we feel like we have no hope, that's when we try to bring something into our life that will fill up that void, or we feel like giving up. And we're all going through a time we've never been in before, and that's why I'm so thankful for the local church. I'm so thankful for you at Church on the Rock, because we're going to get through this together. We need to gather our watch parties, coming here back to the campus on the weekends, but if you're not ready for that, it's wonderful. We understand. We're walking with you, and we're gonna get through this together, okay? Together, we're better, and together, we're stronger. But there are people, there are reasons that people are giving up right now, giving up hope, giving up on life, giving up on their dreams, giving up on their goals and desires, and there's all kinds of reasons for that. But I found a list the other day on the internet, and it said 10 reasons people give up on hope right now. Let's look at it. Number one was loneliness. Loneliness. Wow. Loneliness is a terrible thing. Loneliness. And you can be in a crowd and be lonely. You know that. And God does not want us to go through life alone. We understand that. In Genesis, the very beginning of the Bible, the first book in the Bible, God said it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for us to be alone, especially now. That's why we need small groups. We need watch parties. We need fellowship. We need to gather. And whatever it might be, here on campus or at a home group, at a small group, or at a fellowship, or just getting together, two or three families, you know, we need to be doing that. Because loneliness, when people feel lonely, they tend to want to give up. And when people want to give up, they let their guard down and they do things they normally wouldn't do. Number two, second reason for people losing hope is they think that things will never change. They think that things will never change. They have the mindset that it's not going to get better, that this is the way that it is, that my best days are behind me. And when people have that mindset, they tend to want to give up, all right, and do things they shouldn't do. Number three, or wouldn't do normally. No clear purpose for their life. You know, if I don't have, I think it was John Maxwell, and he got it from somebody, but simply is this, hope in the future gives you power in the present. Hope in the future gives you power in the present. If we lose hope of our future, if we don't have a clear purpose for our life, no matter if you're 7 or 70, you'll give up. You'll give up. And when we have that hopelessness mindset, we tend to take on habits, routines, rituals, relationships, bondages. We give in to wrong thoughts. And by the way, every bondage, every addiction started with a thought. It started with a thought. So if I want to break a bondage, break an addiction, it's going to start with a thought. That's huge. Number four, 10 reasons found on the internet. Focus on what they have lost. Wow, it's really important when you're going through a crisis, what you're focusing on. It's really important when you're going through a crisis, you're under pressure, you're in a difficult time of your life, it's important what you focus on. Golden nugget. What we're focusing on, we're feeding. If we're focusing on God, we're feeding that relationship. If we're focusing on food, we're feeding that desire. If we're focusing on pornography, we're feeding that desire. If we're focusing on drugs, cocaine, marijuana, a meth, then we're feeding that desire. Whatever you're focusing on, you're feeding. So it's important that we don't focus on what we have lost. And I know I'm talking to some people, that not you, you know of people who have lost something during this pandemic, ever since March here in the States, United States. And I know maybe you've lost a job. I know people who've lost a loved one due to COVID. I know people who've lost their job due to COVID. A lot of people are hurting right now. They don't need our sympathy, but they do need our empathy. Sympathy never helps anybody, but empathy does. It does something about it. And so we need to be aware because we care, and we need to realize that people have lost things during this time. Oh, yeah, I heard the other day of this gentleman. I know he's a good friend, lives in another state, has a business, and he talked about how they created two new products in their business, and it brought them millions of dollars. I know people have gained during it. I know some have got better jobs, raises, become multimillionaires, but also others have lost someone or something, or their hope, or their confidence, or their health. So it's important that we understand right now, we're talking tonight about how to get free. Here we are on the 4th of July. How to get free from all bondages and all addictions. And when people feel hopeless, they tend to take on the wrong habit. All right? Focus on what they have lost. Number five, they feel stuck. They feel like this is it. I can't get out of this rut. I don't know what to do. I'm spinning my wheels. It's never going to get any better. It's same old, same old. Number six, they feel like a failure. They feel like a failure. And we all fail, but you've heard me say it. That doesn't mean we're failures. God wants to take our mess and turn it into a ministry. God wants to take our problems and make it a platform for ministry. God does not give up on us when we make mistakes. God is there to pick us up. The Bible says, I love this verse, a righteous man will fall seven times, but he gets up again. Keep getting up. But when people feel like a failure, there's that mental torment, that condemnation, and my faith won't work in an atmosphere of condemnation. My faith won't work when I feel like a failure. Number seven, they get hurt. Wow, we've all been hurt, and I'm sorry about that. I don't want to see you hurt. I don't like to see anybody hurt, but life is broken, and we all get hurt. And if we don't get that hurt healed, it turns into some wrong habits, bondages, and addictions to try to relieve us of the pain and the hurt. So we get hurt. If we don't get healed, we live wounded. And people who are hurt and stay hurt, hurt people. People who are hurt and stay hurt, hurt people. Number eight, fear. Boy, if there's ever been a spirit of fear on the planet, there's a spirit of fear now. It's holding people hostage. It's keeping them in mental prisons, not just literal prison, but mental, physical. They feel confined, restricted, restrained. A schedule has been topsy-turvy, been disrupted, interrupted. Fear, and the Bible says the thing that I fear, I attract. It'll come in my life. So you and I don't want fear. When people have a lot of fear and they don't know what to do with it, they try to drown it with some substance, a wrong habit, something that is going to hurt them. All right? Number nine, worry and anxiety. People tend to give up and they tend to lose all hope when they seemingly can't cure worry or anxiety, panic attacks. And so they start taking a prescription for their panic attacks. They get addicted to it, and then they got major problems. And when that happens, it's a terrible thing. My heart goes out to you, if that is you. When that happens, people try to relieve their pain with the wrong things and the wrong way. Number 10, 10 ways that people, 10 reasons that people give up and feel hopeless when they feel overwhelmed, when they feel overwhelmed. And I think all of us right now are feeling overwhelmed. I know I have felt overwhelmed during this time. I know that many pastors are quitting. They're giving up on the ministry. Churches, I've actually seen churches in our city that talk about reopening. They're not reopening. They're closed forever because the pastor couldn't take it. You know, I have privy, if you want to call it privy, to know the inner circle of a lot of mega church pastors, in between church pastors, and small church pastors, and they're hurting right now. We've never been here before. They've never faced this before, and they're overwhelmed. And so when we feel overwhelmed, that's another reason for feeling hopeless and giving up and say, what's the use? Letting down our discipline, our boundaries, our guidelines, and doing things that would only be harmful to us. So I'm going to the board. I want to talk to you tonight about how do we find freedom? How do we find freedom from all bondages and all addictions? And our text is John chapter 8, verse 30 through 36. And I want you to let the word talk to you tonight. Would you do that? Because Pastor Blunt, I can only help you with the word. And let God's word talk to you, because the Bible is God's word talking to us. The Bible is God talking to us. So I want you to follow along. I'm going to do what you call expository teaching. It's where you go verse by verse and you pull out principles that we can apply in our life that will bring freedom from bondages and addictions. Here we are on the 4th of July. We're celebrating freedom, okay? So as he spoke these words, many believed in him. Jesus is talking. As he spoke these words, how does faith come? By hearing the word. But I want you to see something. As he spoke these words, many did what? They believed. So take note, these are believers he's talking to. He's not talking to sinners. He's not talking to the ungodly. He's talking to believers. He's talking to believers, okay? Then Jesus said to those Jews who did what? Believed. If you abide in my word, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples. Notice there's a difference between being a believer and a disciple. There's a difference between being a believer and a disciple. A believer is one who makes a decision to give their life to God, make Jesus the Lord of their life. It starts with a decision, but we can't stop there if we're going to find freedom. We have to move into discipleship. That's why you can sit in a church and not be delivered, like sitting at McDonald's doesn't make you a Big Mac. Y'all get that? You know, sometimes I think we think, well, if I'm a Christian, shouldn't I have victory? We should, but we have to move into discipleship to gain that victory. It's more than just a decision. We have to get in the journey of spiritual growth called discipleship. That's where the freedom comes. We meet the person of Christ, and then we got to get into the process of walking with Christ, which brings deliverance from addictions and bondages. And by the way, we have a ministry right here at Church on the Rock to help you, your family, your friends, your coworkers, those you go to school with. It's called Celebrate Recovery. It meets every Thursday night, and it's for people who are hurting, people who need fellowship, people who need those of like precious faith, those who can identify with each other, help each other on this journey and in the process of getting free. And so that's every Thursday night here at Church on the Rock. Celebrate recovery. There'll be information on the screen for you. Next verse, and ye shall know the truth. The word, the Bible, is referred to as truth. And you'll know the truth. So notice, what do we learn so far? He's talking to believers. And then he makes a distinction between being a believer. You've got to move on and be a disciple. A disciple, he said, is one who has the word abiding in them. The Bible has the word abiding in them. In other words, we don't let the word come and go. We don't get all excited about the word on Sunday, and then we let our circumstances steal the word from us on Monday. We don't get excited about the word on Saturday night church, and then we let people at work on Tuesday steal the word from us. A disciple is one who has the word inside them, and it remains. It abides. No one, nothing can talk them out of it. All right? So he goes, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Wow. Shazam, as that theologian Gomer Pyle said. Shazam. What does that mean? The word of God, the Bible that I'm teaching you right now, is anointed. It's powerful. It has power. It releases dunamis power. What is dunamis? The Greek word for miracle working power. God's word, the Bible, has the power in it to set me free. If I'll hear it and apply it in my life daily. Goes on to say, next verse, then they answered him and they said, we are Abraham's descendants and we've never been in bondage to anybody. Where are they? In denial. Now remember, they're believers. They say we're Abraham's seed, but we're not in bondage. And what this whole text here, he's talking about their religion they won't let go of, that their religious traditions that's they need to let go of, and that there's areas in their life, in the religious part of their life, that they still hold on to bondages. Now, here's a golden nugget. I will never really be the person. I'll never really reach my potential as long as I'm held slave to bondages and addictions in my life. It's God's will to set us free so that we can be the me God made you to be. So he said, they answered, we're Abraham's descendants, and we've never been in bondage to anybody. How can you say you will be made free? I love the word. Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Well, I don't want to be a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. All right, verse 36. Therefore, if the Son can make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, don't miss this, family. Don't miss this class. Don't miss this, my new friend. Therefore, if the Son, have you noticed two things he said here can make us free? The Bible and the Son. Jesus is the living word, and the Bible is the written word. He said, if you know the truth can set you free. But then also he said, the Son, Jesus Christ, can set you free. I want you to grab a hold of that. It's so rich because, you see, really, we can't do it on our own. We've tried it. We tried to break that drug or break that habit, break that off of our life, that bondage, that hurt. Some people are addicted to their past. You know, like I said, I saw online, you know, when I looked online, they talked about all these addictions, and one of it was addiction to Netflix. Whoa, addiction to sports, seriously, to shopping, to groceries, to food, all kinds, pornography, you know, alcohol, drug. I mean, there was all kinds of addictions, all right? But notice the good news that I'm sharing with you tonight is I want to point you to the one who can set you free, and his name is Jesus Christ. This verse says, the Son can make you free. That's what it says. No matter what the psychiatrist may have said, God bless him. No matter what the psychologist might have said, God bless him. No matter what the counselor or the pastor or the bishop might have said or the priest, God bless him. But you know what? This verse says, we just read it, that if I'll get the word of God in me and practice it, it can set me free. And it keeps me free. What does that mean? Process. We're not just free, but we're continuing to get free. You and I both know, those of you who are Christ followers, you're Christians, but we all know that when we came to Christ, you know, we still had the same color of skin, color of hair. If it was short, it's still short. If it was long, it's still long. If we were overweight, we were still overweight. If we were underweight, we were still underweight. If we had bad thoughts, we still had bad thoughts. Because just coming to Christ is not enough. That's where it starts, but then I got to get in the Word every day, and through the process, I keep getting free. And those old habits begin to fall off. Here's what I know. You can't make anybody change, but anybody can change. Ooh, that's worth writing down. All you hosts online, you watch party leaders, I'd repeat that right now. You can't change anybody, but anybody can change. I found out years ago, Kim and I have been married 47 years. I found out the first 2 years I couldn't change her. I tried to change her, but I couldn't change her. And so, you know, when everything started changing, when I took my hands off of it and I said, God, I give you our marriage. Same thing for her. She tried to change me. Bless God, she's not going to change me. Accept me as I am. You know what? But when she took her hands off of it and she said, God, I give Dave to you. You change him. Guess what? we changed, but even after 47 years of marriage, we're still changing. We are still changing. It never stops. Without change, there's no growth. Without choice to change, there's no growth. So it starts with a choice to make Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, right? So look what it says here. I want to move on to what I want to give you to the next verse, past that verse now. And I want to take you to Matthew 11, 28 and 30. I love this. I love this. So notice the Son can set anybody free. I can't change anybody, but anybody can change if they want to. But we can't change on our own. We've got to go to Jesus, the Son of God, and He can make us free. And then we get free indeed, day by day, year by year, decade by decade, should the Lord tarry, we keep getting free. We keep growing in Christ. We become more like Jesus and less like our old self. So I love this. Look what it says in Matthew 11, verse 28. Jesus said, I think we can relate to this, are you tired? Are you tired? Are you worn out? Am I talking to anybody tonight? Bondages, addictions, you've tried on your own, you're tired, you're worn out, you feel like giving up, don't give up, don't give up. You can change, it can get better, it can turn around through Jesus Christ. So are you tired, are you worn out, are you burnt out on church? We've all been there. Oh, you're burnt out on religion. Well, what do? Take some more cocaine, snort, chew, go with girls that do, marijuana, meth, get out. What do? Get drunk? No. What do? Get high? No. If you feel like giving up, don't go to God. Don't give up. Go to God. Go to God. Jesus said, come to me. You know, isn't it wonderful that He'll take the down and outers and the up and outers and the in and outers? Somebody said years ago that the ground at the foot of the cross is level. God's no respecter of persons. And look what He's saying. He wants the outcast. He wants the hurting. He wants those who feel hopeless. He wants those that feel like nothing's going to change. He wants those who the world has told them, no way. God says, come to me. I am the way, the truth, and the light. We're talking tonight about finding freedom over every bondage and every addiction. And again, we have a ministry, we have a small group that meets every Thursday night at Church on the Rock called Celebrate Recovery. It is so amazing what God is doing through that ministry. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll what? Recover. As I said earlier at the very beginning of this message, we've all lost something, it seems like. Maybe a joy, lost some joy, lost some peace, lost a loved one, lost a job, lost confidence, lost a calling, lost an opportunity. But the good news is that if we'll go to God, if we'll go to God with our hurt and our losses and our pain and our panic, He said He'll help us recover. Ooh, I like that. The Bible says if you catch the thief, He has to restore, that's the devil, seven times back to you. Why don't we, instead of thinking about what we lost, why don't we think about what we have left and we've got God? And why don't we realize that God said He'll help us recover seven times what we've lost? What a good God we serve. Next verse, I'll show you how to take a real rest. He'll show us how. We need to learn how to take a real rest. Without rest, I won't enter into God's best. A restless spirit can't hear God. So I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. It's a journey. It's a walk. And work with me. Let God work on us. Watch how I do it. Watch how God brings transformation. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. God has rhythms of grace because you and I go through different seasons of life. And the season we're in now, we have never been in before. And I'm here to tell you, there's more like it coming. Pastor, that's bad news. No, the good news is God's preparing us because in those seasons, He has a rhythm of grace for us as well. And we will overcome and we will walk through the valley of the shadow of death and come out better. And goodness and mercy is following us all the days of our life. And people will see how we respond and they'll want our God. Hallelujah. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely. There we go. You'll learn how to live freely and lightly. You know, my pastor, John Osteen, he's in heaven. He used to say, Dave, keep it simple, travel light, and hang loose. Keep it simple, travel light, and hang loose. Oh, I like that. Notice Jesus said, you want to know how to live freely and lightly. Think about that. Free from bondages, free from addictions, and lightly. Not a heavy burden on your shoulders, not burdened down every day, not depressed, not oppressed or possessed, but travel lightly. Now, let's go on, guys. There on the screen, if you can go to the next thing, action steps. I want to give you some action steps right now as the team comes out. What do we do? Pastor, you've told us that Jesus is for us, that God loves us, that God needs us, that God cares about us, that God wants us, that run to God, and that Jesus can set us free, and the Word can make us free. Ooh, I like that. A process. Meet the person of Christ and develop a process. Well, let me just give them to you, okay? Here's some action steps. We're going to pick this up next Wednesday night, part two. But please share this with someone. You know, we're going to archive this. Please share it with someone who you know is experiencing those top 10 things at the very beginning. People you know that are hurting right now, are held prisoner to a habit. You know, some people have gained weight during this time. Some people, you know, again, have got themselves addicted to a prescription. Some unhealthy habit, pornography in the middle of the night on the internet. Some, you know, drinking, whatever it might be, worry, fear. God doesn't want us to live that way. So what do we do? Action step number one, and these all start with the letter P. Number one, I've got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I've got to have a personal relationship. Everybody say personal. Say it again at home there. Personal. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where it starts. Man can only go so far. Doctors can only go so far. Counselors can only go so far. And we need God. God's waiting. God's standing at the door of your heart. You know what He's doing? The Bible says He's knocking at the door of your heart. And He says, if any man will open their heart, He will come in and live with them. Number two, know your position in Christ. Not only a personal relationship with Christ, but you need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know your position. I don't understand that, Pastor. Well, the Bible says we're seated with Him in heavenly places. The Bible says we're joint heirs with Christ. You need to find out your position, that who you are in Christ. We'll talk more about that. Number three, know your possessions in Christ. Not only it starts all addictions, all bondages, and yes, freedom and deliverance starts with a thought. You have to change your mind, repent, and come to God. Have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Number two, know your position. I don't know how to do that. Look up the phrase in Christ in the book of Ephesians. That'll let you know who you are in Christ. Number three, know your possessions in Christ. What you possess, what belongs to you, what is rightfully yours. We've all heard the story of the lady who got on a cruise ship in Europe to come to the U.S., and they never saw her get out of her cabin the whole cruise time. They were wondering about her. And when they landed on the shores of the United States, she came out of her cabin, and the captain saw her and said, ma'am, what have you been doing? She goes, well, you know, I've been eating cheese and crackers, and I've been staying in my cabin the whole time. He said, well, when you bought the ticket, it included all the meals and the buffet in the meal room. She had all that. She had paid for it, but she didn't know it belonged to her. You need to know what belongs to you in Christ, your possessions in Christ. Oh, wow. Number four, you need to know the power you have in Christ. It's called the authority of the believer. You need to know the authority of the believer, that we have the power in Jesus' name to rebuke the devil, resist the devil, declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You need to know your power and your authority in Christ. And number five, action steps, you need to know your God-given purpose. If your future is big enough, you'll fight your way through. You'll discipline, you'll change, you'll adapt, you'll adjust. You'll do what you need to do if your want to is big enough. You'll do what you need to do if your want to is big enough. You'll do what you need to do if your want to is big enough. I hope I've helped you on this Wednesday night, right here on the 4th of July coming up. We just care about you, and we want to share with you the Word of God that's able to set you free and keep you free. I want to pray for you before we go off on this Wednesday night, wherever you might be. Two kinds of people. I want to pray for those of you who say, Pastor, I'm going to accept your invitation to know God. I want to know the God that you talked about. I want to accept His love, His forgiveness, and His acceptance that He has for me. I want to know that. I want to know God. You're right, Pastor. I've tried everything. It didn't work. Man could only help me so far. I realized I need God. Lead me to that God, Pastor Blaine. I accept the invitation. I want His love, His forgiveness, and His acceptance. And then those of you that are watching, listening right now, you're a Christian, just like they were Christians, but they have bondages. That's what I wanted you to see. Believers have hang-ups. We are not perfect. Believers have addictions. Well, yes, we do. We're not perfect. You know, I like that sign, the bumper sticker, Christians aren't perfect. They're just under construction. How true is that? So in the context of what I taught you tonight, he was talking to believers, but yet they had bondages. We can't live in denial. We can't make excuses like they did. We can't blame other people. We have to face up and come up before God and repent. All deliverance, all bondage starts with a thought. It starts with repentance or rejection. When I reject God, I go into bondage. When I receive God, then it goes into deliverance and freedom. You say, Pastor, I'm a believer, and I got some hang-ups, and I got some hurts, and I need to surrender them to God, and I need to get in the process, and I need to work on these five steps, and I want to do it. Pray for me. Pastor, I need to feel God's freedom and love, acceptance right now tonight, and forgiveness. Pray for me. Oh, wherever you're at, right there where you're at, pray this with me. Let's all pray it together. Say it out loud. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to celebrate right there. I want to encourage you to take the next step, start a watch party or get involved in a watch party. I want to encourage you to join Celebrate Recovery every Thursday night if you can, you know, but take the next step, start working on those action steps. Faith is an act. You got to take the next step. And by the way, our host is going to come now and tell you some next steps. Until next time, don't forget, I'm praying for you. Keep praying for us. We're in this together. We're going to make it through strong in Jesus' name, and God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.